The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
You got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. It is 4:20 p.m., one of my favorite times today. And like I said, it is the Tuesday edition. We're going to open the lines up for you. We got lots to talk about, and if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head, brought to you by BTC.
Fax lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get on for fresh, new, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And like I said, we're going to have that conversation. We're going to open up the phone lines. Then obviously, you know, headlines going to be a big part of the conversation.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Big headline, get out. The government has issued an evacuation order for residents in the southeast Bahamas ahead of Hurricane Melissa, the strongest storm of the year, which threatens to pass over parts of the Bahamas later this week. At last report, Melissa was a powerful Category 5 storm with winds up to 175 miles per hour that was taking aim at Jamaica. The storm is expected to be a powerful Category 2 storm when it heads to the Bahamas on Wednesday. That 1,400 residents from Inagua, Auckland's Crooked Island, Mariguana, and Ragged Island are expected to be transported to New Providence. As of Monday evening, officials from the DRM, Disaster Risk Management Authority, confirmed that 274 evacuees from Inagua and 100 evacuees from Athens arrived in the capital seeking shelter. So hopefully all of those evacuees can get shelter, as best we can provide and as needs be. And obviously, you know, keep your thoughts and prayers up for those islands. Category 2 is still no joke. Pick stock. I am the only one who can do the job. Houseway, which job are you talking about? Like the job you did with the Golden Yoke program? Oh, boy. It's silly season. Man cries after he's charged with murder of pregnant lover. Infant found in bushes off Marshall Road. And glad to have a good update. Good updates on the infant found on Marshall Road. You know, the child has survived. Long road ahead, but it, you know, lot to live for there. You know, I'm glad to know that the child did survive. And that's some of the topics we need to talk about. Obviously, we'll open up the phone lines on the flip side of the break when we get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Oh, well, people not fire, but now we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me bona fire, but now we got Babylon and the free jack. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown.
It goes by so long, and the plantation, and me never. Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
I want your tires faster than a hot night to buck. One wheel going left, one wheel going right. While the car crying and trying to go down the road straight, Chief, you need to go into Muffler World and get your wheels aligned. Muffler World will set you on the straight and narrow in no time. With computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on the rack, take them one tread tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street. Got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Feeding the crew? Fueling the cravings? There's something for everyone with the new KFC Fill-Up Box. So four buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC Fill-Up Box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People not fire, banner, we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. The way goes by so long and the plantation, and me never get
me down. Back at you on the October 28th, Tuesday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the flip side of the break. We're into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And I got a little FYI for you because, you know, I like to keep you in the know, get you where you want to go. And a little heads up for you. All right? Don't forget, Tropical Gyros is on the move. They'll be closed this Saturday, November 1st, as they prepare to reopen in a bigger and better Rosetta Street location right across from Cellular World. Enjoy the same great flavor now with comfortable seating. Tropical Gyros, bigger, better, and still delicious. Still on Rosetta, just a few doors down to Cellular World. So you definitely want to check them out and be sure to continue, you know, loving the great taste of Tropical Gyros at the Rosetta Street location. All right, 4:28 p.m. is the time. We're into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And of course, you know, fellas, just a little heads up for you, man. You know, they got the ladies covered, they got the kids covered, but they got us covered too, man. Don't forget, they got that wide selection of New Balance going on at John's. Yep, I am a sneakerhead, and I'll tell you, man, some of my favorite New Balance in my collection have come from John's, so be sure to check them out. John's Plaza Carmichael, and of course, the flagship store over there on Rosetta. Both locations available for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. And remember, John's, serving you is always a pleasure. All right, so we get into the buzz brought to you by John's Shoes. And I look at it, right? And I look at the headlines. A big headline today. You know, Senator Darren Pickstock, I'm the only one who can do the job. And I get it. It's by-election time in Golden Isles. It's silly season. Mouth could say anything, but I pray to God that you do a better job in Golden Isles if afforded the opportunity than you've done within the Golden Yoke program. All right? I mean, right now, up until this point, you and your administration got egg all over your face. Because what's going on with the Golden Yoke program? I mean, we've heard a lot about it. It was highly touted from 2023. And then, you know, as of this year, in January, you heard Mr. Halkidis come out, you know, and say what he had to say. And obviously in the capacity, you know, in his capacity as Minister of Finance, you know, of Economic Affairs, sorry, Minister of Economic Affairs. Let me correct that. And then, of course, it was passed on to Minister of Agriculture, Jomo Campbell, then on to Minister of Work, Clay Sweeten, and, of course, Senator Pickstock was involved. Highly touted Golden Yoke program. But then in January of this year, you heard Mr. Halkidis come out and say, Golden Yoke project delayed as egg prices remain high. That was in January. Then in February, Mr. Golden Yoke project still ramping up amid egg prices hike. So it was ramping up, but it wasn't introduced. It wasn't rolled out. It wasn't ready. Then we forward to this year. Again, June 4th, Minister of Agriculture, Jomo Campbell, Golden Yoke program to begin in final quarter of 2025. And forward the tape to October 7th of 2025. Agriculture Minister again, Mr. Jomo Campbell. The Golden Yoke program is now in the hands of the Ministry of Works. But here we are touting this program. And there's no eggs. There's no explanation as to when the eggs come in properly. Where did the funded money go? And why are there rumors swirling around that the feeder containers or the feeders are rusting on the ground? What's really going on with the Golden Yoke program? I mean, why is it that we hear all of these grandiose promises on these great ideas? And they never come to fruition. All right, call. If I had you on the phone too long, call us back. I'll grab it. Text lines are open. Phone lines are open. Feel free to chime in. But why do we always have these touted, highly touted programs and nothing? Eerily similar to the Grand Lucayan. Nothing. I mean, the only thing this administration can really brag on is the breakfast program. Because I at least see the kids getting breakfast. But at the end of the day, we've been hearing about this from 2023. In the midst of the egg crisis, we didn't have our Golden Yoke program together. We had to go to the Dominican Republic for eggs. So call it ramping up and so on. It's not ready, and it's still not ready. And where did the funding go? Where did the chickens go? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? None under this PRP administration. Because they can't get the Golden Yoke program together. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Nadi, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, that's to ask about that Golden Yoke program. You answered some of the questions. Who spearheaded that? Who is in charge of that? Did Mr. Pickstock have
well, initially Mr. Halkidis made the announcements about it. Then it was Mr. Campbell and his capacity as Minister of Agriculture. And then It went from Mr. Campbell to now Mr. Sweden and Ministry of Works. Senator Pickstock has been involved touting it all the way along. So you got four members of this administration involved with the project, and still no project, still no eggs, still no answers. So that's why I call it the golden joke.
Are we in the egg season?
Well, don't Bahamians eat eggs year-round?
So nothing really came to fruition from that golden yolk program?
No. Just egg all over your face. It started with Leroy Major, all right? Southern Shores MP.
But I alone can fix it.
Yeah, I see. Then it moved to Hal Kiedis. Then it moved to Jomo Campbell at Agriculture. Then it moved to Clay Sweeten at Ministry of Works. And when I say Mr. Alkides, he was touting it. He was talking it up. And then, you know, Mr. Campbell assumed the wheel of it at Agriculture. And then this year, October 7th, he said it's now, you know, in to be dealt with by Ministry of Works. So there's still no answers. A lot of pointing and you know, moving to the goalposts, but no eggs.
All right, my brother. I'll call back there on sports.
All right, my bro. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello, Talking Heads.
Naughty, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you, Demetrius?
I'm okay.
AKA Mitch.
You're being a little disingenuous right here, though, Naughty.
Naughty. Oh, the irony. But Mitch, let me catch myself. You of all people telling someone else they're disingenuous.
Who did the Golden Yoke program started under?
Who did the Golden Yoke program? Yeah. You tell me, Mitch. I want to hear your spin on it. All right. From 2023, the official launch and groundbreaking, it was under Minister Clay Sweden, BAIC chair with Leroy Major. Then from 2023, December, March 2020.
Right?
Hold on, Mitch. You asked me to break it down, so please let me break it down for you. March 2023 to December 2023, initial construction planning and equipment sourcing, feed mill, tender, and that was done. March 2024, 400,000 feed mill acquired for BAMSI North Andrews facility. First new mill in 40 years. Mid-2024, no production yet. Leadership transition at BAIC, Leroy Major to Senator Darren Pickstock.
Which February 2025?
Mid-2024.
Okay.
Middle of the year. 2025, Mr. Jomo Campbell admits delays due to external factors. March to May 2025. Opposition criticism from Mr. Pintard, not one egg after 2 years. Minister response, infrastructure nearly done. And here we are.
So,
Hold on. May 28th, 2025, in the budget communication, Prime Minister Davis lists the Golden Yolk as a key food security program, yet we have nothing.
Yeah,
June 19th, Mitch, you asked me to break it down for you, so I am. June 19th, 2025, budget debate, opposition claims $24 million spent, no eggs. Minister Campbell defends prices and progress. June 2nd, 2025.
Yes, but I'm saying...
Minister announces project now under Ministry of Works.
So why don't you ask the Minister of Works what's taking place with the Golden Yolk program instead of putting on Senator Pickstock?
Well, why don't you tell your good PLP minister, since you could do me that favor, grow a pair and come and talk to me, and you can have the conversation.
You're doing it because of politics. Because
it's not politics, Mitch. Bahamians need eggs. And in a time where Bahamians are starving, 50% under the poverty line, you have soup and food kitchens from churches and organizations all over this country. Bahamians are hungry. They promised us a Golden Yolk program. It is our money from 2023 until now. We have got nothing. We've got nothing. But we don't have as a Bahamian, we don't have a right to ask where is our money and where is our eggs? The problem is we have these pie-in-the-sky projects announced by politicians, and then minions like you regurgitate party line with no benefit to the country, just defending the party blindly over a project that is an epic failure up until this point, man.
But nobody's complaining about that. But you're trying to put this whole 180
pounds... But Senator Pintard, he's the only man for the job. Now, I need to ask. Considering his track record with Golden Mitch... With the Golden Yoke program, if I lived in Golden Isles, I would be very afraid, considering it with the word golden, the Golden Yoke turned into Golden Joke. Can you only imagine what they may do to Golden Isles? And considering the fact that I see that I see videos floating all over the place of the, speaking of disingenuous, Mr. Pickstock is being quite disingenuous, sending out videos that he's responsible for the paving of Spiking Yard Road and other roads. We all know it's by-election. It's silly season. They could run a blind goat in a PRP t-shirt in our constituency and the road would still get paved. So spare me. You asked me to break it down, Mitch. I did. From 2023 to now, zero eggs, bupkis. And you ask me why I associate that with Mr. Pickstock? Senator Pickstock has been bragging about that up and down, posturing all up and down, making statements to the press. So if he makes statements to the press and they have not delivered, then who do we hold accountable? Who went to the press with the statements? Where are the eggs? Where did the money go? Not one egg yet. Where it is?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm good. Breeze. You okay? Musa, in for your nose, out for your mouth. What you got?
In spite of the evidence, right? In spite of the evidence, the fellas still come online, on the radio, and try to justify stuff. Okay, now see, you know, they are deluded, or they think the public is fooled. Now, I sent you a text, and the text said, kick the can, spend the money. Okay? Kick the can.
Kick the can and spend the money.
Spend the money. Yeah, because between Campbell, Pickstock, and the other fellow, they are responsible. They're responsible for this. You know, but as long as the public treasury is solvent, as long as these guys don't have to pay for their mistakes, this nonsense is going to keep on, you see? Now, I have a fellow who, you know, he homeboy of his own chickens, and he supplies me with stuff on a regular basis. We have stock. You know, now, you know, if a guy in the back of his yard can supply eggs, I mean, it shouldn't be that difficult, except, as always, they're using the money for something else.
Where it gone? Where did it go? Where was it relocated to? Let us know.
Nobody, but happens that ain't coming up. Now,
and a lot of money was bragged upon in this, you know,
about the
investment and the overall investment and what was going into it and so on and so forth. And we have nothing to show about it for it.
It's good. It's good if Lincoln Bain can talk about this too, you know. Okay, but you know, right now, you know, he seems to be, you know, gaslighting for a particular group, and you know, his focus, for some strange reason, is on Pintard, as if Pintard is running the government. Pintard is not running the government.
I agree with you there. There's some obsession there. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Obsession, man. Obsession. Anyway, buddy, stay good.
Good stuff, man. I'm going to kick the can. Hey, Naughty. You call it the golden joke. What about the King Air and the $2.5 million? Are they using the King Air to fly out or evacuate any of the persons in the Southern Islands? The $2.5 million to fund the housing of the evacuation is now. Where is the King Air? We need to know. Naughty, this administration is dishonest and deceptive. They are the first to come up with secret settlement with public funds. There is a whole heap of nonsense in the grapevine that the people knows nothing about. Holding government accountable is different from party politics. Every time one tries to hold this administration responsible, they send their party trolls on the attack like wolves. And those trolls in the game too, because it's really, you know, it's no understanding some of the logic they come with. Defending the indefensible is crazy. Good afternoon, Naughty. Sound like foxes are in the hen house. No chickens or eggs is saved in a fox belly. Yeah, and listen, I'll be honest with you. Let's look at the money timeline. And I want to continue doing this for my good friend Mitch, a.k.a. Demetrius, so he'll have all the numbers. February 28, 2023, launch of the project. Government has invested more than $15 million toward the project. March 2024, report on feed mill acquisition. U.S. $400,000. Allegedly, those feed mills are on the ground rusting. I'm still looking to get pictures of that. $400,000 feed mill acquired for the first phase. This according to an article in the Tribune. May 30th, 2025, budget communication for 26, new allocation, U.S. $9 million. Bahamian dollars, all right? And the construction of Poulet buildings, dual layer houses, egg processing facility, article in the Tribune. June 19th, 2025, parliamentary debate. Opposition claims money spent. Government says allocation not spent. The government speaks about there was $15 million allocated. Now another $9 million. The Tribune. So you can read these articles and look at the money. $15 million. $400,000. $9 million. Come on. They're boasting on it. They're bragging on it. So where are the eggs? And other Caribbean nations have similar programs. They typically take 15 to 18 months to get their programs fully running and producing eggs. Jamaica, Barbados, they have similar and more successful programs. So we like to follow fashion and reason. Why not reach out to some of our friends in Jamaica and Barbados and say, hey, come do a thing and let's break it down for us so we can get up and running like you guys. At the end of the day, we need food production. And eggs, when it was $14 a dozen, was crazy. It was cray-cray. And we need affordable eggs, and if we can produce them as Bahamians, we should. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Naughty, don't let them PLP trolls come and throw you off. Ask them to bring the show where the money going for the golden joke. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just asking it. I just broke it down. You know where it is?
That's their job, to try to defend any wrongdoing of this party, okay? That's their job. Don't worry for them. Tell them, you don't have no excuses. Where's the money and where's the eggs? That's it.
I appreciate your call, Colin. And a lot of people share the same sentiment. Where's the eggs? Where's the money? Where did it go? Good afternoon, Naughty. Get them, Naughty. The golden yolk is a golden joke. Have we gotten any additional information on the shell company the PLP gave money to in Carmichael? That's another question that we got to investigate. Because how could you just give money to a shell company? And you wonder where money goes. How much went to that shell company and how much didn't go to or got relocated from the Golden Joke program? You got to follow the trail. You got to figure it out. And with no Freedom of Information Act, no Procurement Act, how do we get this information honestly and from officials who we need to get it from? But this is a big situation. We have this program and we can't get it up and running. Jamaica and Barbados have similar programs running. Bahamian farmers can produce wonderful organic eggs. I can tell you, I've had some. All right? But we were promised something on a massive scale. I know how to get eggs from folks who have their eggs and their hens and their private lairy in the backyard and their chicken and their hen coops. But we were promised on a massive scale, a large scale, that we could go to the store and see Bahamian eggs produced by the Golden Yolk Program, and they're solid, they're good size, and they're affordable to Bahamians. But instead, we got stuck with them chimney eggs they was bringing in from God knows where. It was ridiculous. They look like BB pellets. That's how small they were. All right, let's go to the text lines, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Nearly 24.4 million up in smoke with the Golden Yolk. Boy, I tell you. None of these PLP trolls call a talk show with PLP propaganda. One to Mr. Lang, F you today. I know, when all else fails, throw out the F-bomb. Go gutter. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's going on?
Yeah, man, that 10 million to the shell company was spent in the Golden Isles constituency.
Well, that's what you think. I mean, we don't know proof of that, but that's what your theory is. We can go with your theory.
Well, Lady Fashionista, Miss Rolex, she should be able to explain that because she's the one who gave her the money as housing minister at the time, right? Okay. That one from Mount Moriah, who can't account for the $7 million with Beaches and Park. You think Beach and Golden Isles or the park sorted out as yet?
I hope it's not going toward electioneering.
Well, he ain't give no account, but at least I think they can probably get the parks and fixed within the next couple of weeks, right?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I heard Mr. Pixock said that he ensured. Go ahead.
One last thing. They roll out the bath like he's a celebrity. They got him on the radio and said any other minister and all of them. They ain't speaking on Monday, right? So they bring him in the area, and all he is a candidate. He ain't no government office, ain't no member of parliament yet. Like he's the golden boy to come there and let them know, I guess, you know, they can be straight. So I guess some flat screen TV and all them kind of things, and them people straight, man, golden eyes people can be, you know, they can be celebrating because you know, ask the ego, he'll supply them. Y'all have a nice day.
Listen, man, one thing I did hear from Mr. Pickstock on a positive level, he said that all the basketball courts in the Golden Isles constituency, he now personally put nets on all of them. So congratulations to all the hoopers out there. Now you could have an actual swish instead of a, you know, empty net. All right, let's go to the calls. We got the phone lines full. Let's go, Talking Heads.
Hey, Nadia, glad you had all your facts for that troll just now. You've been around MJ long.
There you go, man. You know, and she makes me step on my game. It's not just sports that I know too now.
Yeah, long. That's some good stuff.
I can't bring her down. I can't make her look bad. She make me look too good all the time, you know?
Yep. All right, bro.
Appreciate you, man. And boy, we'll talk sports, talking about looking good. Them damn San Antonio Spurs starting to look good. Boy, I tell you. I don't have to get to them. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing? C. Allen.
Hey, what's going on, C. Allen?
Here's the thing. Oh, just for the record, right? I want that person who calls himself a general to let him know generals don't go into the line of fire. They send soldiers like him. I just need him to change his definition, and not a single person call and say he was a PLP general. So that's only in his mind. Okay? You ever seen a general run into the line of fire like that?
That's what they have cannon fodder for.
So that's what I'm just telling him. You know, he says he's a general. Just let him know. He just acted as a soldier and got what a soldier gets, shot. But what happens is this,
right?
I thought
it was more landmine, but anyway.
So here's what happens. I got a problem with the Minister of Finance. I really believe that if the Prime Minister doesn't get the Minister of Finance together, it's going to cost him this general election. You have the Golden Yoke program, right, that the Minister of Finance should be accountable for. The Prime Minister needs to get on it. You have the Carmichael thing. It seems like everything done. And I just want to know, and I think the Prime Minister should ask the Minister of Finance, that Warren Miller was there for 4 years asking for these things. Why the Prime Minister did not ask the Minister of Finance to order those things be done? And so once the Prime Minister could talk to the Minister of Finance and reconcile the two personalities, I think he'll fare much better. But to say now that these parks and all of these different things that the government, which came under the Ministry of Finance responsibility, while at time you're celebrating Warren Miller as one of the key people and innovators within your party, it shows how you treat the best of the best. So I just tell the people of Golden Isles, if they treat the best of their best, as they said at his his funeral, then they should be very cautious, not just for Golden Isles, but for the rest of the Bahamas. Be very cautious concerning a man with two personalities. One is Minister of Finance and one is Prime Minister, how they treat them. Thanks.
Good stuff, Fiala. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, CG here.
What's going on?
You remember the Hatchet Bay
there was a Hatchet Bay egg production going on some point in time, and it just dwindled to nothing.
I remember as a youngster, they had that. They had dairy out there as well. They had Hatchet Bay Farms. We had a lot produced in the Family Islands. Yeah, I remember.
So, I mean, but I'm saying it's still functional today?
Not that I know of. I got the double check.
Yeah, so the point I'm trying to draw here is we are pretty good at getting things, like finding money to give to our friends to get a project up and running. And I feel as though the reason why the projects fail is because all of the money wasn't put into the project. You know, if you need $40 million for a project, don't take $20 million and fly around the world with it for the rest of your life and then try to get the project going with the other 20, man.
No, man.
Let me help you answer what came first, before the chicken or the egg. It was a bird that wasn't called a chicken.
Oh,
okay?
God.
Because birds lay eggs.
Good stuff.
All right.
So you know, though, the former large-scale egg program in Hatchet Bay, Eleuthera, was privately owned and highly successful farm that was taken over by the government in 1975 and subsequently failed. Today, smaller private farms like Angel Wings Poultry produce fresh eggs in the area, while the national program, the Golden Yolk Project, seeks to increase Bahamian egg production nationwide. But we know how the Golden Yolk Program ended up. You know what I mean?
So you let private people to do anything and do it right. We are jealous and we want to accuse them of stealing the money for the food, right? Because we know that's our nature to do such a thing. And we, geez, man, come on. Government, could we just have that lady in Barbados run this country?
Hold on now, hold on.
For a day or two?
Mia Motley?
Yeah, just let her put her hand.
I leave on the last thing smoking and the first thing leaving. And I don't stay in a suite. I stay in a single room.
Oh, boy.
Which is true, which I respect. But good stuff, man. I appreciate you chiming in as always, man. Let me just give you all a little rundown, though. That Hatchet Bay plantation was actually started in 1936 by a man. Took it over in 1975. All right? And then, of course, they purchased the operation. It was plagued by mismanagement, lack of agriculture experience, and it led to its decline in 1984. It was closed. All right, but the Hatchet Bay Farms, you know, was definitely something that we all grew up on. We had ice cream from Hatchet Bay. We had all of that. We had dairy products. So people realized that growing up, they had egg production. This is nothing new to us. We've done a good job doing it. We've had folks come in and do it. We've had Bahamians come in and do it. We need to be able to empower those people. Because obviously when we turn it over to government, we see from that time, from the 70s, we've been dropping the ball. Naughty, the PIP better show me the accounts regarding the Bermuda Gate trip before they come around Golden House knocking on my door looking for votes. Naughty, what's the case on Officer Michael Johnson who's on guard and leave? That's sub judice right now. That's before the courts. So I'm not going to really touch that. But according to articles in the dailies, apparently them voice notes ain't the voice notes of the voice notes that are the voice notes that ain't the voice notes. So apparently, according to experts in the UK, those voices heard that were circulating on those voice notes, according to the UK firm, they're not a match. So we'll have to, that's the latest, and we'll have to keep an eye on it as it plays out before the courts. But those, I mean, questions are swirling. All right, it's 4:58, but we're going to take a break right now, head into the news, flip side of the news, we'll get into the 5 o'clock hour, we'll take this over into the 5 o'clock a little bit, and then, of course, you know, we'll be joined by Pearlie, I'm sure, by Pearlie 18 innings later. And I'm sure he will be in full that guy mode as the Dodgers have taken a 2-1 lead in the World Series. We'll talk NBA, the 4-0 San Antonio Spurs. We'll talk about VJ Edgecombe, you know, being one of the young faces of the league already. And barring injury, if he keeps playing the way he's playing, he could outright win that Rookie of the Year. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk NFL. We got lots of sports to talk. But like I said, we will carry this over into the 5 o'clock hour. All right? And we'll talk about that Buddy Hield video, too. I love Buddy. True typical Bahamian. I love Buddy to pieces in a non-Diddy kind of way. So we'll talk all of that and more as the Tuesday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
And all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salad and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. And Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Valia, we a big deal when we touch grunge. Yeah, I can see what we're pulling up. Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue, spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible. Three piece with a fries and a Pepsi. Bro, get your one big deal, stop stress me. All over me, the pan, the toilet, no left feet.
Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, October 28th edition of Talking. Why not in your company right up until 6 p.m. Of course, we got the lines open, so if you want to chime in, really easy how to chime in. All you have to do is hit me up on the text lines, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-625-4259, 325-4316. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right, let me get back to the text lines. Naughty, the golden joke was a success in the Dominican Republic because that's where we got all our eggs from. Naughty, the Hatchet Bay Farm died after the PRP got rid of its owners and put the pot cake Leslie Miller in charge. Stop it! This one is hilarious. Naughty, the PRP is the best party for establishing small businesses in the Bahamas. The problem is that they start with large businesses and make them small. Look at the history, like the Eleuthera Farm. Y'all got jokes today, too. Texter boy, I go walk a tightrope reading this one. I get your point. Naughty, you know what Bahamans learning with this administration, given all the goodies and long overdue road paving now suddenly going on in Golden Isles? Perversely, we're learning to pray for death so we can have by-elections. Boy, y'all cold. And Lord bless Mr. Miller and thoughts and prayers go out to his family. But see, respected candidates like Mr. Pickstock put in videos out bragging and claiming that the pavement in Spiking Yarn Road and other roads in that area that are being paved are his doing is crazy. They could put a blind goat with one eye in a PRP t-shirt to run for that constituency, and them roads were going to get paved. That's what we do, silly season. That's what we do in a by-election. Now go ask the folks in West End and Bimini how they doing since that by-election. And all the promises and all the, you know, taxpayer dollars spent on that by-election. You get back to the text lines. Naughty, the PRP caller was funny. Say he's a foot soldier, not a general. I guess he replaced him. Listen, man. Those folks ride hard for their party, as anybody should. If you believe in a party, you believe in a team, you ride hard for them. Don't make yourself an idiot in the process by not having your facts together, regurgitating party rhetoric blindly without fact-checking that, because that's easily debunkable. And last but not least, don't open your mouth and insert foot by dropping the F-bomb on national radio, because now you can't lobby for your party no more. You now in a hall of shame. So what good did you do? But that should tell you, if a party has supporters with that mind frame and mindset, they can condone anything. And that's a very dangerous situation right there. Because we need to be able to call wrong where wrong is. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Sadly, Tech Talk saying he's the only man to do the job, but someone who was there for all this time in the cabinet and Vaughn Miller couldn't get these roads and stuff paved, right? Now, everything he said is like him opening his mouth is like a Muslim from the Shiite segment of the Muslim religion, and that sounds like something smell of the same kind of word, but it ain't Shiite.
Okay. Listen, that's cool. I appreciate you shining in, boy. Boy, you're pushing that envelope today, boy, talking class, boy. I ain't gonna tell you a word of lie. Sometimes you got to leave the jokes to the professionals. But that's one thing I could always tell you that I love my wife for, MJ. She'll never let me go looking bad. I remember one time years ago, I got into an argument with one of my homeboys, and I said that same word. I was like, it's Shiite, mother. And she told me, she's like, buddy, it's Shia. It's Shia. You'll sound a lot better if you say Shia. And then considering, you know, that we had a few brewskis, me and my homeboy from college, it did go south when I tried to say Shiite. That's all I'm going to say on that one. I'm going to leave that one alone. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. What's crazy, man? Hey, you know, we was the number one in the world with the pineapple.
That too?
Correct. Yeah, man, we was number one in the world. Best producer with the pineapple. We lose out on that.
We got a contract with the Dole Pineapple Company, correct?
We was number one in the world.
And we were doing more things with Martin Salt back in the day, too.
Yeah. Things come so bad around in this country now. You go to the restaurant, you won't come buy, you won't come get a group of.
No, you can't get nothing but things. I think you got a group of. They got other fish on there.
Huh?
They got other fish on there, group of cousin and thing.
Yeah, I don't know if it was cousin, maybe third cousin or fourth, something.
For real. Well, start serving
we have all this group of fish. If you go to a restaurant, anyone I call no name, you go to them, nobody got no group. Everybody's selling. I mean, we got some things in this country. We used to produce the best onions. I don't know if they do that anymore. The exchange and all gone now.
And don't forget, we had the canning company with soyas, with the tomatoes and all of that. I mean,
yeah.
We got our thing going.
The tomatoes, man, you could eat them like apple, like the tomatoes. They was nice and juicy. They said, come on, good, man. We allowed a lot of things to get away from us.
Yes,
anyhow,
sir.
Bro.
Good stuff, as always. Appreciate hearing from you, as always. We got another caller on the line. I'll get to them in a second, but interesting tidbit so you guys know. I did mention the Dole Pineapple Company, and they're no longer a major producer in the Bahamas. All right, but guess what? The Bahamas was historically a leading pineapple exporter that supplied slips to Hawaii, which Dole later used to establish its own pineapple industry. So our Eleuther pineapple, based on our pineapple slips, which is the shoots, which is the seedlings, was the one that spawned those Hawaiian pineapples and the Dole company. All right? And they established an industry off that. All right? And of course, our industry has declined significantly. But we could still do that as Bahamians. And we find the market with Dole is. And guess what? Since you used our seedlings to take to Hawaii and start your industry over there, then we'll find a market you in, sell these Bahamian pineapples that taste sweeter and better from Eleuther for a little bit less, and we'll make more money than you. All right, let's go. A couple of callers on the line. Let's get to them. Talking Heads.
Naughty, thank you for the history lesson. And besides that, besides the Dole pineapple, you only called the Sawyer family. There was also the Albury family.
Albury's as well, too, correct. And yeah. Albinus.
Yep, and Albinus. They all were very instrumental in the industry. You talk about the best onions, the best tomatoes, the best cucumbers, the best lettuce. But when you have a visionless government, and not just this one, but successive ones, they let a whole industry in agriculture go sideways, you know, and then to back it up, we're now talking about the canneries. And, you know, I started really talking about this because the variety of marine life we have in our waters, we're eating tilapia, which isn't even a native of the country. We're eating lionfish, which isn't even native to this country. We got grouper, we got snapper, we got grunts,
But Jeff, you know what that entails? That entails us properly securing our borders from poachers.
We have visionless governments that cannot understand. We're talking about trying to put the Bahamas on the map in terms of produce and marine life, but we could have canneries on most of these islands and get the products going, but nobody is talking about it. No one. The small man is talking about it, and you talk about majority rule, nobody listens to us until election. That's the only time majority rules in this country. It is sad when we do not have vision, people with vision. And I close on this. The word of God says the people perish when there's no vision. And I can leave on that note.
Good stuff as always, Jeff. Appreciate your contributions. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads. All right, hit us back, caller. If you're on hold too long, hit us back. We'll get to you. But yeah, you know, Jeff, you mentioned in the marine life, we need to protect our borders, man. We got too many foreign entities coming in here. Day trips from the Florida Keys and Florida companies, as well as poachers in the region, especially Dominicans. And when you find out who owns shares in some of these boats, you'd be surprised. Food to marine life. Bahamians should be allowed to eat grouper in our restaurants because we got enough grouper still left in our waters. We need to crack down. We need to take back what is ours. And for Bahamians first. I mean, think about it. What's really transpired over the last 50 years? We've gotten worse. We haven't gotten better. And I know growing up, like I said, all those products was real. You could go to Potter's Key and get fresh, good produce. Now, nothing compared to what we grew up on. And obviously, we're doing something wrong. All right, I got another text coming in. Naughty, your previous text was funny about big businesses becoming small businesses under this PRP administration. But when you look at it, small businesses can become big business with government helping with legislation to protect Bahamian businesses and getting out of the way. Would that $24 million have gone further with a proper PPP with Bahamian farmers? Good point, Dexter. Good points. I think so. And the average age of the Bahamian farmer at 65, wouldn't something lucrative like the Golden Yoke program entice young farmers into the industry or maybe getting the pineapple industry going back up again? And you could start off by servicing the hotels and the major hotels and the food stores here. I mean, come on. You got 5,000 youngsters coming out every year. We can't empower them in farming to help us feed ourselves. Because that's one thing as a nation you should be able to do is feed yourself. Think about it. And with the average age of the farmer 65, there's going to be a drop off. We need to get more people in the industry. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Golly Davis, talking away along with you, Naughty.
What's going on, Brayman?
Boy, I wish it were easy way to sue Central. I'm tired making complaints in there and still not having any order around here in Spence Street off Mason's Edition. They are joking because of that with me. They're going to throw me in the cell a long time. Somebody got to stop working.
Brayman, I feel...
See, because I'm tired of this foolishness. And then there's be getting on the radio and the papers and talking foolishness and don't be dealing with the foolishness what's happening around here. And I have all kind of report in the central and certain police station.
Have you been
to complain with big man?
Have you been to police complaints?
Man, I made all kind of complaints. All sort.
All right, we're gonna stay on it, man. Brayman, we gotta keep agitating. I can make a call to one of my police friends and see if we can get you some assistance, man. Let's get to the other calls. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, sorry to call back. One other note here. I asked a lady in Lutra who has that pineapple plantation, what kind of subsistence does she receive from the Bahamas government to continue her growth on the land of pineapples? They did a feature on her. This would have probably been about 2 years ago, if I can recall. And she had a plantation out of this world. I mean, I would like to know, you know, in fact, if she is also teaching persons how to cultivate pineapples, what kind of subsistence is she receiving from the government, if any? And what is the encouragement to get her a cannery to can the pineapples and get an industry going here to the level that Dole Plantation in Hawaii is doing? The pineapple did come from the Bahamas based upon facts that we learned earlier. And if they can do it, I mean, we should be able to do it here as well. I mean, where is the cannery for to help the lady to can her pineapples? We could start with that. Then move to the cucumbers and the other products that we've been talking about that we grow in abundance in this country. I mean, there is no excuse, Naughty. It's really it really causes a person to get angry to be talking about these things. And to make it seem like it's rocket science. It's not science, rocket science. We can do these things, you know? But anyway,
yeah,
I'm going to follow on that note.
I'm going to follow up and see what the subsidization is for that lady with the pineapples.
She is doing a magnificent job. A magnificent job. In fact, she is the only person to date that I know of that is actually growing pineapples. I mean, there could be other people
then every
in
need
the Lutra doing it, but she is by far the leader in pineapples in the Bahamas.
And they need subsidization.
Like posted on that.
Good stuff, Jeff. Good stuff. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking heads. All right, hit us back, caller, if you dropped. Last onions came from Exuma. My mommy used to say that a lot, too. Lord bless it, Dad. Exuma onions are some of the best. So why can't we get back to that? And why can't young farmers be introduced into the field and into the market in these family islands? And I agree we should be able to have canneries in these family islands and get the produce out as fast as we can. We should be able to feed ourselves, but we can export as well, then make that into an industry as well also. I mean, we got sunshine 340 days of the year. I mean, come on. There should be no excuse why we can't feed ourselves and why young Bahamians can't get into farming and make lucrative careers out of it. There's ample opportunity to do so. But it all boils down to we have to implement the programs correctly. It can't be photo ops and coming soon announcements and then no follow-up and no delivery. That's $24 million of our money. Where's it gone? $24.4 million. Where's it gone? and with no Freedom of Information Act, no Procurement Act, what can we do? Where are the eggs for the Golden Yolk Program? Where are the fetus? Where are the chicks? We need to know why aren't eggs being produced? From 2023, you've been beating up your gum saying eggs are coming, eggs are coming. All we got is egg on our face, rotten egg. And voters need to be a little more aware. If you bungled previous portfolios, 10 to 1, you're going to bungle being an MP. And I think constituents in 2025 want real answers, honest answers. And they need to know that you can deliver. And if we look at this administration and Mr. Pick's talking directly, they did not deliver with the Golden Yolk Program. It was an epic failure. It passed all the marks we talk about. Well, let's talk about it. But when it came to doing it and being about it, it was a failure. And that's a shame, because Bahamians wanted to see that happen. Bahamians wanted to get Bahamian eggs at a good price. And there's no valid reason as to what happened. There's no answer as to where the money gone, or when there's going to be an actual date that we could actually believe in this program and see it come to fruition and see it produce. Not like many other things. Where are we? In the same spot we were 50 years ago. Any further? This should have been implemented. To know that in the region they're doing it, we should be able to do it also ourselves. And governments should be able to know, okay, if we can't handle it ourselves, then we need to set up the right PPPs to make. Because there have been entities who have been here for years farming and know what they're doing. Get them involved and get young Bahamians involved. Oh, boy. But like I say, a lot of these things will be put up and a lot of these things will be spun because it's silly season. I think we've established the fact that, hey, let's not claim paving or anything like that as if it's a work that you've done. It's silly season. It's going to get done. You are not special. You didn't make it happen. This administration was going to do it anyway. And especially in a by-election, they're going to put out all the bells and whistles to try to maintain that seat. Let me look at some of these other texts. And like I said, we want to get your calls in now, your texts in now, get them in. Because in a bit, we'll take a break. On the flip side of the break, we'll talk sports. But like I said, where are we? Why do we always have these grandiose plans and announcements and we can never deliver on them? We can never deliver. We look back and there's a lot not come to, more has not come to fruition than actually has. And those are the kind of things you need to think about when people come knocking on your door saying, vote for me. All right, Mr. Producer, let's take that break. Flip side of the break, we'll be back. We'll be talking sports. We'll be talking VJ Edgecombe, the 4-0 Spurs, that great World Series game last night, all 18 innings of it. And I'll get you ready with my picks. We'll probably have a fresh Rich Eisen lineup for you at the end to take us home. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, October 28th edition of the Talking Heads continues right after this. I leave them with the friend. Me burn a fire upon a week at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the friend. It will go for so long on the plantation. I me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now they work to slap them in them face.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
fidelity. We're good for you.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
There is a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing the Cheesy Ring King, featuring two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings or two? Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's seven locations. Available for a limited time only.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Babylon and the free talk could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me burn a fire upon a weak heart. Babylon and the free talk could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. The way goes by so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works just slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and that you colonial spell. And all the
we're back at some on the Tuesday, October 28th edition of Talking Heads. Talking sports. Now let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, no, I think Jeff talking with Lady Di. Lady Di. But but Naughty.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, bro.
You hear from Pearly today. He had a meeting from that game, man.
I heard from Pearly at 2:55 in the morning when they won.
Oh, yeah, because that game.
All I heard was,
him up and down
I'm that
ACC
guy. Yeah. That's all I heard.
he safely out, walking in four times, being on base nine times, 3 minutes, but four ball, he didn't make it over the wall. Tell the last one. Boy, like you say, all 18.
Hey, don't talk about him on my show too tough. I don't want to really hear
that's true. But when the last time the Sixers was start off 3-0? Maybe from Dr. J. Diamond.
It's been a minute since they started off undefeated, but I'll tell you, man, VJ is a big part of that, man. They're playing good basketball.
Yes, man. I think that backcourt with him and Max, he's came on bad 3 points. Oh, he had a crazy block last night, boy. That was a crazy block he had last night. Boy, he's getting up in the air, too, boy. Hey, and you see your boy Reeves still going for 41 last night, but in losing the effort.
Reeves been putting it up the last couple of games, for sure. I can't take it from him.
Yeah, because once LeBron out and he hogging the ball, him and he could run it. Him and Luka. Think that's the future of the team, man.
But Luka's going to get the ball.
Well, Miami looking good, too. We only lost our first one to Orlando. We didn't. We blew New York. We went up in the fourth quarter against New York. We playing against Charlotte in a little while. Like, getting ready for that. But only because Daniels was out last night, Kansas City get away. That's some crazy turnovers in the first quarter, eh? Man, the same type turnover. Punxson of Kelsey. Punxson of Samuels. Back-to-back turnovers, eh? But they quarterback play good. Washington quarterback play good, but then, that the Kansas City look like they get it. Well, anyway, Nori, let me let someone else get it and I continue listening, man. Yeah, link.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate you as always.
And good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
All right, just hold on 1 second, man. Just so you know, Muff, the Philadelphia Sixers, 76ers last recorded a 3-0 start in the 2019-2020 season. All right? So that's the last time they were 3-0. VJ got them at 3-0. They're going for 4-0, I think, tonight. So then, you know, let's keep an eye on that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he survived 18 innings. And watch that big, that big freak named Freddie Freeman hit yet another postseason walk-off home run. I'm just going to turn it over to Pearly, who is that guy and all his glory. Go right ahead.
I am fast becoming that guy.
Make if me Otani throw up. Go ahead.
If Otani pitches a gem tonight, I will be that guy tomorrow morning. But it was a really, really... The first 12 minutes was really exciting, but after that, it was like nerve-wracking, sitting on the edge of the seat, getting up, walking around. And when they brought Kershaw in with the bases loaded, 3-2 pitch, he really threw a ball. But, he you know, that slider, the curveball came across there, and the guy swung and struck him out, and the rest is history. It was some great plays in there, some throws at home, throw at first base, throw at stealing second. It was really some good plays. Who I was really impressed with was Will Klein. Will Klein has never thrown more than 36 pitches in a game. Threw 72 pitches yesterday. It was dominant. And, you know, it was said that the Achilles heel of the Dodgers is their bullpen. But last night, the bullpen, other than Trinan, who's pissing me off, who will not be a Dodger next year, other than him. And Freddie Freeman came through. I thought he had one earlier. I thought Will Smith had one. But for some reason in Dodger Stadium, and the weather gets cool, the ball dies. And then I thought Freddie had one, but that one on the bottom at 18. And then I was like, I want to go to bed. Hurry up. And he hit it. And I couldn't scream and shout because I didn't want to wake up the whole neighborhood. But it was awesome. It was really awesome. It was a good game. And it shows the Dodgers are supposed to win this World Series. So.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and Pearly, it's looking that way, man. I can't take it from you. Barring a complete meltdown, it would be, I think it's yours. But, you know, ironic, you didn't mention this, and I got to thank MJ for peeping me this statistic because I didn't know this, but this is a very interesting statistic. This is the second time the Dodgers have been 18 innings in a World Series and had a walk-off. Muncy did it, and now Freeman last night.
2018 against Boston. Yes.
Yeah, and I can't lie. I got a little emotional. I got a little happy when I saw the replay. I don't normally like Muncy or Freeman because they hurt my Yankees, but to see the Red Sox tote it. I love it.
Yeah. But it was good. It was really good. I mean, you know, we've had Muncy, we've had Kirk Gibson and Freddie, now Freddie again.
Buddy, as long as I live, none of them will be able to replace Craig Gibson.
No, that was really awesome.
Hand pump and the hand pull and going around the base with a torn hamstring. And it was a great at bat because nobody realized he was 0-2 in the count and he battled all the way back.
Yes, he did. He battled all the way back against a great reliever, probably one of the top.
And guys got him at the tail end of his career, but Craig Gibson was a beast for the Detroit Tigers. He'd won championships with Detroit for Sparky Anderson before. So he's been no stranger, but Kirk Gibson is a big-time underrated dude. He was a great athlete coming out.
Yeah, he brought that leadership that the team needed at the time. But I can't say enough about Shohei Ohtani. I he's in that argument as probably one of the greatest of all time.
Definitely.
And he really put on a really good show. I can't believe it. 9 times. They walked him. They intentionally walked him 5 times.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is unheard of in baseball.
That was awesome stuff, I guess.
Now, Pearly, on the flip side, they play again tonight, right? So they could be up 3.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow night.
So this could be over by Thursday.
This could be over tomorrow night. We up 2-1, we win tonight, we be 3-1, we win tomorrow night, it's done.
Correct. All right, so let me ask you a question. How bipolar are your Dolphins?
Say that again?
How bipolar are your dolphins?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they look like a
super
champion.
Where does 34 points come from? And you shut down Bijan Robinson, the number one running back in the league.
What about a four touch? Was it four?
Four. I don't know where that came from. But I didn't have your oven in that one for sure. That one was kind of crazy. So we got baseball tonight. We got some NBA tonight. And we got some college football tonight, Pearly. You ready to get into the picks?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Let's start off with college football. One game in college football tonight. You got the Memphis Tigers taking on the Rice Owls. Memphis is number 25 in the country, 7-1. Taking on Rice, who's 4-4. Memphis is a 13-point favorite. I like Memphis to cover this outright.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
All right, let's move to the NBA. And they've got a couple of games on tap tonight. First and foremost, our boy VJ Edgecombe had 26-8-4 the last time out. They're taking on the Washington Wizards. The Wizards are not a good team. Philadelphia is a 4-point favorite. I like the Sixers to cover the 4 points on the road tonight, and I like VJ to go for another 20.
Yeah, I like that. I like the over, too.
Yeah, the over is a possibility as well, too, because points will go up.
Yeah.
All right. You got the Hornets on the road against the Miami Heat. Surprisingly, Miami's been very competitive this year, despite Tyler Hero being out. The Hornets have definitely improved this. I think both of these teams will put up some points. But I like the Heat at home, but I'm going to take them in the money line because 6.5 might be too big of a cover on back-to-back.
I agree. I was about to say that. I thought that was a lot. So I'll take the Heat tonight.
The Knicks on the road against the Bucks. Both teams 2-1. New York is a 2.5-point favorite. They didn't play last night. The Bucks did play last night. I'm going to go out there and say the Knicks cover the 2.5.
I agree. I'll take them as well, 2.5. The Bucks just ain't gelling quite yet, but I like the Knicks.
Kings on the road against the Thunder. Kings 1-2, Thunder 4-0. Oklahoma City 8-point favorites in this one. I'm going to play it safe and take the money line because Oklahoma's coming in off of back-to-back. So I'll take the Thunder in the money line.
I can live with that. I can live with that. I'll take them in the money line too.
Last game of the night, the Clippers taking on the Warriors 3-1. Warriors played last night. Clippers 1.5-point favorites. I like the Warriors plus the 1.5 at home tonight.
I like the Warriors in the money line.
All right. And now that brings us to Major
League Baseball. Hold on. One more game. Where are you going? Why are you talking this one game?
Which one game did I miss?
The Toronto Blue Jays at the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I just said we're moving to the Major League Baseball, probably.
Oh, I apologize, sir. I apologize. Too excited. I apologize.
That's what 18 innings and stand up till 255 round air fryer will get you.
For real.
I was just about to say, tonight, game 4 of the World Series, live from Chavez Ravine. You got the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Dodgers up 2-1. Dodgers over total is 8.5 for the game. I like it over in this one. And I like the Dodgers to win in the money line as well.
Danny is cramping up a little bit yesterday. There was talk that they may have switched him to pitch tomorrow and let Snell pitch. Otani said he wants the ball. He wants the pitch tonight. And I think I'll take the Dodgers in the money line on the points. What I thought fascinating last night is when they got into the 18th inning, Yamamoto went to Davey Roberts and said, give me the ball. Give me the ball. And he went in the bullpen and started to warm up to pitch the 19th inning of that game. But Freddie said, no, we need your arm just in case. It won't be today.
All right, let me get these couple texts in before we get out of here, Pearly. I have some farmland. Can I get a share of that $24 million, Naughty? Naughty and Pearly, I think it was a great pick by the Sixers to take VJ Edgecombe when they did. I think so, too. I think he's clearly the better player over Ace Bailey. So I'll definitely, say it was a great pick. It's an excellent pick.
Yeah.
Naughty, how do you rank the Denver Broncos and can they win their division? All right. Right now, you can't already rate the Denver Broncos because they played against my Cowboys' crappy defense. Prior to that game, that had a hard time scoring, and Bo Nix had issues. When the Cowboys, when you play the Cowboys, your quarterback instantly becomes the best quarterback in the league for that week, including Russell Wilson. So that should tell you something. I would have said you'd be fine because your defense got your back, which they do. But now knowing that Surtain is injured and going to be out for another couple of weeks, that could be a gray area for you. So I think this team is predicated on defense. If the offense could keep going in the direction that they did, how they did against the Cowboys, that might have them in some games and buy some time. But if it's back to that being a defensive-oriented team with offensive issues, there could be some problems in Denver. But you got to keep an eye on the Surtain injury and how long he's out for. All right. So, Pearly, good stuff, man. I appreciate you chiming in. And we'll do it again tomorrow. And everybody who called in, texted in the first hour, good stuff as always. And let me make sure I didn't miss any more texts. You know, I got them all. So we'll do it again tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of Talking Heads. And for Pearly and for MJ and everybody who chimed in, Mr. Producer, this is your boy Naughty. We are out of here. Rich Eisen taking us home with another edition of Overreaction Tuesday. Keep it right where you got it. Don't touch it.
We burn a fire upon a weak heart, Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the ground. The road goes by so long on the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives them slay? Now them works and slap them in them face. Fire, yes.
What happens when your faves team up? You get an original Asiago Bacon Club. Enjoy the iconic taste of KFC's 11 herbs and spices with a bite into KFC's original recipe chicken filet, layered with Asiago cheese, crisp lettuce, tomato, bacon, our signature ranch, all on a golden brioche bun. KFC's original Asiago Bacon Club is made fresh, made right, available only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Bold, fresh, and unforgettable, Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That was garbage. This place sucks. Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
On a Tuesday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
What's up, everybody? You guys good?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Well rested?
I have TJ's all
a couple Chiefs ones, and then I got some other sports, okay?
Yeah.
Watching the game last night, had the two TVs going with the World Series and the football game. Chiefs dominated. Like you said, they're all the way back. And I think we kind of need to resign ourselves to the fact that when it's all said and done, the Chiefs are going to be the one seed in the AFC again.
Oh, I don't know, man. The Colts are pretty damn good.
Yeah, but if they played tomorrow, you'd pick the Chiefs to win. Like, they look like the best team in the NFL.
Yes, because I picked them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but that was before you watched them play for the first month.
I don't know
month.
About
saying,
that.
Of not, late,
nothing changed.
They look like the best team.
I'm gonna have to put my choice in for a Week 12 NFL game day morning as to who's winning, the Colts or the Chiefs, and I might choose the Chiefs just because it is in Arrowhead. Yeah. But if this game's in Indianapolis, I don't know, man. Although Alex Smith did have a big lead in Indianapolis that one time before Andrew Luck had that massive comeback. Yeah, remember that when he reached the green, he slam dunked the ball across the goal line?
That was a great game.
Luck, man. He was so good.
I don't know. I'll call this an overreaction for the moment. The Colts look so damn good.
Yeah, but, Rich.
I know. Yeah, but they're two in front of the Chiefs right now. Even if the Chiefs win that game, they'll still be a game behind the Colts.
That's fine. But when it comes to the playoffs and you got a guy who...
It's the one seed. That's not the question about who's making the Super Bowl. The question is who's the one seed in the American Football Conference?
That's true. Okay.
And so I'll just call this an overreaction for the moment. Now, we're talking about Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
They're the betting favorites. So
well, that would just show you that I was right going into the season, and so are you, TJ. See, we could sit at the Super Bowl together in that regard.
Yeah, but here's the difference. You wouldn't take me with your plus one.
You say that?
Because you wouldn't.
Jeez. This guy.
What? We've never gone to anything together. So why would you now say, all right.
Cowboys, Chiefs, you got to take them. Deal?
Of course I would.
There you go.
Yeah, he says of course he would because that's not going to happen ever.
Well, I don't know
not
why
you
that
taking
would...
me. The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
I'm willing to say right now, if the Cowboys make the Super Bowl, I will definitely make sure you're there.
Boom.
Yeah, look, he just bit his lip. You see him?
No, I make sure you're there. I don't know if it's with me. I'll send you and Ashton. Okay?
I'll bet. Now, I'm going to hold you to that when we go to the Super Bowl next year.
Just don't call Bert Kreischer's ticket guy.
For $150,000. Nice.
The game, watch the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce, he probably should just retire, right? And go into the Hall of Fame with his brother.
You thought like, that.
That would be pretty awesome. I don't think I was alone in thinking that. And then you watch him early in the year. Yeah, I don't want to say the W word, but he looked a little slow, right? Last night, all the way back, best game of the season. Travis Kelce looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
And this year is not going to be his last.
I hope not.
In KC.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. That would be great.
There was no way he wasn't going to ball out on tight end weekend.
Oh, his tight end touchdown. Like, his TD prop was an absolute lock.
That was the easiest money right there, right? You knew he was going. They were going to get him in the end zone.
Him and Kittle.
Well, this is the end of his contract, so he'd have to re-up.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Really good last night.
I would love it.
Something to think about.
You know, that would be great. And again, you know, I'm walking around Hyde Park. I listened to the entire Taylor Swift new album, and it's fantastic. So if he's in any way, shape, or form a muse, I think it would be a match made in heaven.
Well, one song in particular.
I heard about that, and I listened to that song, and there were a lot of trees around.
I guess so.
In Hyde Park.
Also, I want to point out, you check out his haircut lately? He got the fade back.
Oh, he's got it all working.
Kelce fades back?
I'm pretty sure, unless I was looking at an old video, it looked new, and the fade's back. So yeah. That's old Trav, Killer Trav. That's Killer Trav.
Yeah.
Killer Trav back. Right.
I'm so happy for that guy, man. He's just truly one of my favorites.
Great dude.
So I hope this is right, and let's hope it's right. Look at you with a feel-good overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
He didn't mean it to be that way.
I understand that. I didn't
get a lot of sleep last night. You know when somebody on something
or like an idea about it,
it means you know what that means to me.
Touched a nerve.
It means that like there's probably some truth to it, and I think Steve Sarkisian is going to be coaching in the NFL next year.
Oh. Wow. I know for sure. Let's put it this way.
We know there's going to be, what, five to eight openings. There always is.
I would say this, that if I am the owner of a team with a young quarterback, I would reach out to him and say, you want to be that guy.
That rhymes with warm marred?
I don't know what
Cam Ward.
I
don't think that was accurate.
Yeah. It's like, I'm like, wait a minute, who's
Warm Bard? The Bard? Like, Shakespeare?
Wham Board?
Bam Card?
I mean, we could leave that stuff to me.
it's been a while since I've been rhyming.
Well, that was the job that he's rumored to be interested in. But again, that organization is changing coaches, changing front off. Like I would need a lot of guarantees to leave Texas for that.
Well, here's the thing. This year, Texas, it hasn't gone as everyone kind of hoped and planned. All right.
Well, I mean, listen, would I as an owner have paused that Arch hasn't looked as great as he has, or just say he's bringing a kid along? Whatever. He is definitely somebody that I would call to be interested in. And when the number of times that somebody is so vehement and pushing back, it's like, okay.
Why being so aggressive?
But neither if he just said, oh, that's just a silly report. Oh, there's something there.
Yeah.
And now he pushed back strong. Oh, there's something there. He can't win for losing on this front,
I guess.
So I'll call. Wouldn't be surprised. How does that sound?
It's only been a handful of it's been like a week of the NBA season, a handful of games for this guy. But
give me Wemby.
When he started the year, he was 12-1 for MVP.
Give me Wemby.
And
all
now
of the
he's
Wemby.
3-1
give me all
for
of
MVP.
The Wemby.
Oh, this is VJ Edgecombe. I think, let's go.
Give me all of the Wemby.
He's doing good. Jaylen Brown also cutting his
give
hair live tonight on Twitch.
All of the Wemby. There isn't. I'm not even looking at the screen. I don't know what you're going to say, but there isn't something that would be on the screen that to me is an overreaction.
What if, also,
there has nothing like what would it, unless it's like he's going to.
What if he's
going
to be in a limbo contest?
Go to the moon. You know what I mean? But if it has anything to do with basketball, proper reaction, move on. I am so in on Victor Wembanyama right now. What is it? What is
we
it?
We haven't had a quadruple double in the NBA since 1994.
Yes.
He's not okay. Only going to get one.
Yes.
He's going to get multiple this year.
Yes.
And win MVP.
Yes. Okay. Not an overreaction.
Question.
All of it.
Does
I want all of it.
Turnovers count?
No. I'm talking points, rebounds, assists, blocks.
Well, I'm just saying he handles the rock a lot.
All of it.
He gets
that's
10
true.
Turnovers.
Great. A quintuple double.
All of it. All of it. All of it. There isn't a single thing that you could have said to me that I'm like, that's a little much.
You see what this guy did with the spin move?
I did.
It was insane.
Like,
come
he
on,
dribbled
man.
Behind his back.
Yo, he's like hot sauce.
This is this isn't
N1
fair.
N1 mixtape.
He's man, stealing it.
This league is a trouble.
Remember when
trouble.
Ronnie 2K was here and he was like, yo.
Yeah.
We can't even, you can't even design a player in our game like Wemby. He's going to break our game.
He is the video game.
Yeah.
Remember we started amazing. Watching highlights of him when he was 16 and we were like, oh my goodness.
In. Give me a Wembanyama.
Look at his arm and that reaction.
Oh, give me, it's almost at the top of the backboard.
The
that's correct. That's correct.
I'm sorry. You know how
give
we say certain cities aren't dead, like, destinations
give me
like
all of it.
Milwaukee, Cleveland. If I'm a free agent in the NBA, I am moving to San Antonio.
Well, I mean,
I'm
De'Aaron Fox has got to be like, this is the greatest thing of all time. Are you kidding me? Steph Castle,
Harper,
all of them, they're
4-0.
Oh,
they're so good.
Chris,
yeah, they're great.
Give it all to me. Wemby. Hopefully, they're undefeated next week's overreaction money on a Tuesday. So you could start throwing out there they're going to go undefeated for the first half of the season. Ooh. And I'd even agree to that.
73 wins.
Oh, yeah.
What if they go 80-2?
Oh. There's not a thing that you could say to me that I'm not at this point in time because I'm so head over heels all in.
There is one I said earlier. Like, could he win a limbo contest? But even so, he might be able to. Maybe, you know.
A couple of baseball to finish this up. Look, John Schneider, I'm with him, and he's true to his word. Otani should never see another pitch in this series.
Just every at bat, just put him on base?
Yeah.
The only pitches he sees are the ones he throws?
Exactly.
Understood. All right.
The pitch coming
it.
Back from Will Smith.
I'll buy it.
After he threw it in.
I just want to see if he intentionally walked to start a game. The Dodgers, it's basically like the Dodgers get a ghost runner in the first inning.
Right.
The ghost runner's back, and it's on first, and his name's Ohtani to start the game. You get a ghost runner to start the game, Los
so
Angeles.
So you're saying, like,
done.
I can't wait to see if we get that tonight.
Bottom of the first,
right.
Game starting.
Yeah,
he's coming out the dugout,
and
the umpire
boom.
Just goes,
just, no, just, don't waste your time.
Before you even hear one...